Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! What is up, champion? It's a Throwback Thursday podcast, June 7th, 2018. I don't know much if I got anything to throw back to, but I'm going to come at you with an amazing message today about planting the seed. Oh, man. I love this type of talk more than any kind of talk. Like, I talk, but when you talk about planting the seed, there is a seed of greatness inside of you. There is a seed of greatness inside of everybody. The problem is it's covered with so much crap from the past and failure and what people think about you and what's been said about you and nobody loves you and nobody believes in you and being recognized and you're stressed and the money and all that good stuff. Boy, do we got a lot to cover today. A lot to cover today! Let's back it up just a second. Hello there. My name's Sam Crowley. I hail from the great state of Pennsylvania, originally small town of Bradford, PA, right in the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains, home of the Zippo lighter. So if you've ever heard of Zippo lighters, that's where I was born and raised. Moved to Cincinnati, Ohio in 1997. That's where I raised my four children, Madeline, Laura, Paige, Susan, my wife, Angela. And I launched a business, a movement in 2006 called Every Day is Saturday, the longest running motivational podcast on the planet. I'm not sure how we found each other, but I'm grateful that we found each other. Because when you plug into this show, you're going to hate it for 2 weeks, all right? This guy yelling at me, the weirdo. But it's going to grow on you, man. It's going to grow on you. Just like that seed that gets planted, and you won't be. You'll try. You'll try to unplug from this podcast, but you'll keep coming back. You'll keep coming back, all right? It's just like me with the large cheese and pepperoni and the hot wings. I keep coming back as much as I don't want to. Why? Because it's the flavor. It's the flavor. So let's get the flavor going on today's show. The seed. There's a seed that's been planted inside of you, and it's the seed of greatness, okay? It's the experiences that you have. It's the message that you have. It's all the chances and the risks that you've taken. It's the way you talk. It's the way you walk. It's the way you communicate. It's the way you love other people. Hell, it's the way you don't love other people. It could be anything, but there's a seed of greatness inside of you that needs to come out before you take your last breath. And everybody has it, but few people harvest it. And why don't they harvest the seed of greatness inside of them? Because of what I talked about right at the start of the show. Your experiences, man. Look, life sucks in a big way sometimes. It does. I promise you, it will even suck worse if you don't go for your dream. Would you rather have life be challenging and you never realize the dream that you go for? Or would you rather experience that adversity while you have the H word? The H word. What's the H word? Well, it rhymes with antelope. Not really, because there's a lot of syllables in antelope. It's hope. It's hope. You've got what most people don't have. You've got hope. See, everybody's got the seed of greatness, but most people don't have that where that seed kind of starts to take the harvest, and it's called hope. How do you get hope? You move forward. You create a little bit of momentum. I don't know. You start playing the guitar. You want to play the guitar? Play the guitar. You want to sing in a band? Sing in the band. You want to teach people how to build a website? Teach people how to build a website. You want to teach people how to tie their shoes? Teach people how to tie their shoes. Whatever it is you want to do, there's no wrong answers. See, where people get crossed up, man. They get crossed up. They're like a nine-year-old with a checkbook. It's imagine that. Imagine giving your nine-year-old a checkbook. Say, hey, balance this. That's most people trying to figure out they're running east looking for a sunset. That's to get crossed up because they think, well, in order to get going, I got to have it. No. You just got to have hope. How do you get hope? Put one foot in front of the other. Create any kind of momentum. Put the Cheetos down, man. Remote control. Cancel the DirecTV subscription for 30 days. Hell, get off your cell phone. I read an article the other day. It's not true. I'm lying. It's not lying. I think I mentioned this in my podcast. Hold on. I don't even know if I talked about this, about meeting with, talking to my pastor, Phil, here at the church, and he was talking about Simon Cowell. If I did tell you this story, just bear with me, man. I'm like the crazy uncle at Thanksgiving dinner. I tell the same story 35 times, and I pretend it's like the first time. And it's your job to pretend it's like the first time you've heard it, all right? So sit back, relax in the car, drive, laugh a little bit, laugh at me. I don't care. But if you're on the treadmill, don't laugh too hard, because I did that once on a podcast, and I went flying off it like Taylor Swift. Listen to me, all right? Talking to Pastor Phil the other night outside of Vacation Bible School, which has been the most fulfilling week of my life. I'm running Pro Presenta at Vacation Bible School. Holla! Look at my Instagram story. You'll know what I'm talking about. And Pastor Phil said, you know, I was getting a crown put on my tooth, and I was in a dentist chair, so I actually had to watch TV for 3 hours. And I saw Simon Cowell, you know, the guy that created American Idol, and now he's got all these different shows. Billionaire, runs 5,000 different billion-dollar businesses. And he said he turned off his cell phone 9 months ago, and he's never been happier. Dude, nobody's busier than Simon Cowell, okay? And he hasn't had a cell phone for 9 months, and he's never been happier. Why? Because we're all staring at that thing. Oh, I tweeted it out, and nobody liked my tweet. Oh, my Instagram video selfie, the 57th one I put out this month, and I only got 7 likes. Unfriend, block you. Are you kidding me? Like, that's how you're living life? Like, how much do I sound like my teenage daughters? Because that's here. My teenage daughters, literally, this is what I hear. What are they really saying? Dad, yeah, I put the last day of school photo out there. And Megan didn't like it, so I don't know what her problem is. But, hey, I'll tell you, Megan doesn't have a problem. You do, kid. You know why? Because you're worried about Megan liking your photo on the last day of school, and you're equating that to actually somebody existing. You know, if somebody doesn't double-tap your photo, the sun still comes up tomorrow. Do you know there was a time when we would actually go outside and play, and we wouldn't be staring at these 7-inch screens giving value? And if a guy running $25 billion businesses can get off his phone for 9 months, sure as hell you can. So let's all keeping it real, you know. So how about double-tapping your dream instead of double-tapping the screen, and quit giving energy to something that doesn't even matter, okay? So that's it, man. Hope. That's the secret sauce. You got that. I don't care if your bank account says negative 20 grand. You got a phone. Fire that baby up, man, and put some content out there and start spreading the good news. People are going to follow you. They're going to follow your energy. They're going to follow your movement, and you're going to now be the opposite of what everybody else is out there. I was sitting at a red light 5 minutes ago, and a lady in a minivan is on that phone texting away, which is, hey, it's no big deal because she's only got a car full of kids sitting at a red light. She could hit the gas inadvertently. Oh, that's not a big deal at all. She's all caught up, and it could be male, female, doesn't matter, crosses every demographic, sitting at the red light, texting, checking Facebook, who liked my photo. It's not just a 13-year-old. It's a 33-year-old, a 43-year-old. She's got no hope. Her entire life is dedicated to that phone, man. And don't try to tell me, well, you know, she could be texting the middle. Nobody needs to text anybody at a red light. Nobody needs to text anybody, period. I tell my daughter all the time, I don't need you to text me. You know the texts I get? Just banging on my kids right now, which is awesome, by the way, because I know I love them. She'll text me, hey, Dad, we have ice cream? Oh, I don't know. Why don't you come downstairs and open the fridge and find out? Why are you texting me? What do you think, I'm going to get up watching TV or working, and I'm going to actually check the fridge, go back to my phone, take time to text you to let you know if we have ice cream? Hey, how about this? Use that 7-inch screen to harvest that seed that's inside of you. You have seeds of greatness inside of you. Take that electronic device, flip it around, and start using it. Start using it. Like, hey, let me give a shout out to Portia Dorsey. Check out the Every Day is Saturday Facebook group. She just got an award. Christian rapper. Why? Because she came to my live event in Atlanta last year. This is her video, unsolicited. She sent me because I believed in her. She believed in herself because she started calling it. She dropped her mixtape in February of this year. She dropped the mixtape. She called it the mixtape of the year. Was it? No, she just launched it. She believed it, though. And guess what the award she got? The award she got, Mixtape of the Year. Yeah, baby. Check out that video. It's about a minute long inside our free, that I mentioned, free Facebook group where all the dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs are hanging out. Just go to everydayisaturday.com/FB group or don't. You don't have to. I mean, look, you don't need to join the group. You don't even need to look there. Don't, as a matter of fact, don't go there. You know what? There's too much positivity going on there. You're going to think it's all fake, made up, and not all that's really happening. Stay where you are, around the water cooler, talking about Trump and Hillary and this and that, and North Korea and all that. Hey, all that stuff's important, but none of that matters in the movement you're creating, right? Let the political bloggers blog about politics. You know, do what I do. Grab a glass of Merlot at 10 at night, scroll your Facebook or Twitter feed, get all the negativity out while you're sipping that Merlot, because the Merlot offsets the negativity online. That's a fact, by the way. I figured that out. Very little known scientific fact. Get that out of your system. You don't need to be unplugged from the world and what's actually going on, but get unplugged from the toxic, negative crap that 99% of it doesn't matter. You have a seed inside of you that when you water that daily, whatever that looks like to you, whatever that looks like to you, it starts to sprout. It starts to harvest. It becomes fruit, fruit off the vine. Hello. And it starts multiplying and it becomes plentiful and people start to digest that fruit and they love it and they want more and they come back and you become a thought leader and you influence people in a positive way and the world becomes a better place. It seeds already been planted. You don't have to plant it. You just got to have hope. How do you get hope? Take one step, put it in front of you, get going. What are you waiting for? Why am I screaming? I don't know. But I know one thing. I'm jacked up, man, because every day is Saturday for me. I mean, I got no problems. What are you kidding me? What are you kidding? I got four daughters. Of course. There's drama flowing through the Crowley house 24/7. Would I have it any other way? Heck to the no. This is my life. It's by design. This is God-given. Oh, God, why did you give me this life of being a podcaster, a speaker, a trainer, a seminar leader, a coach? Oh, my God, I hate this life. No, I love it. Embrace your life. All the flaws, all the adversity. Yeah, it comes with it. But you know what comes with it even better? The blessings. Why? Because you're creating momentum. And you've got hope. Harvest the seed of greatness inside of you. And don't say it's not there. It's inside of everybody. Get off the cell phone. Go take a drive for 2 hours and figure out what that is. Here's a hint. It's what you've always wanted to do. All right? It's what you've always wanted to do. And you can do it. Are you ready? Hey, let's work together. Sam Crowley, send me an email. Sam@everydayisSaturday.com. 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 Tell me a bit about yourself. Let's get working together one-on-one. You get access to my entire team. We'll build the movement for you online. No worries about that. And I'll hold you accountable to it. How's that for a deal? All right. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.